fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum.
In the morning, laughing happy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Catch It, Cook It, and Eat It. I am your host, Ben Sargent, and today is a day unlike all other days, because today we are really fortunate to have with us Sophie and Tad Habrowski, the wonderful dad and mom of my really good friend Tommy from Mark Bar and Forest Natural. You guys have come here today to talk about something totally foreign to me and foreign to most people, and yet something we're all sort of familiar with, at least we've seen it before, which is around this time of year, these carp, big carp that are swimming outside of storefronts all over the place, especially in Greenpoint where I live and where the two of you live. So I just wanted to say thank you for coming on the show. I have two carp experts with me. And welcome, you guys. Just tell me, how did you first meet?
How do I meet?
Yeah.
We meet by accident in Philadelphia suburbs.
Okay.
Attending the lecture about the economics. I saw that my wife, Sophie, was taking part in a discussion, and when I turned back to hear her voice, I suddenly saw a woman that I was looking for all my life.
Now,
so,
but Sophie, was that a mutual feeling? Was this the man you had been looking for?
No, I was just simply surprised in the first minute because somebody was just coming from the front to me and I was on the back of the room.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know what he wants.
And you were just minding your own business.
Yeah, I was just discussing something.
And and then what?
Then, and suddenly somebody came to me and introduced himself.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that this was the beginning. Mm. And later on, we meet a few times more. And when I was in Vienna, I asked her to join me. And it was no hesitation. So from Vienna, we went to London.
Right.
And take the vows.
Tadeusz Habrowski is a famous poet, so he's a smooth talker, and that may have been why there was no hesitation. Is that right? Come on, don't be shy.
I don't know about being famous, but anyhow, the putting words together is my sort of profession,
right.
And this why I like to participate in a show like this.
Great. And Sophie, you were doing what during that time for professionally?
I am, my profession is mechanical engineering, and I used to work in one of the offices
right. And
building ships.
Right, so these are Tommy's parents, who I really hadn't had the chance to meet, but these are very, very smart and interesting people. And I wish Tommy had told me about you guys earlier, because I just never got the chance to hang out. But anyways, let's get to this carp. Okay, so yesterday I went out to Chinatown. And after having a nice conversation with the two of you, I had to go and find a live carp. And we're a little early because this is traditionally a Christmas tradition. But I found one. And he was alive and kicking. And I put him in a bag with my buddy Mike here. And we drove from Chinatown to Brooklyn with him in a bag and revived him when I got to my house in the bathtub where he spent the night. And that's customary, is that right?
Yeah. Long time ago, it was very customary.
So explain the custom to me.
The Christmas holiday is one of the biggest holiday in Polish tradition.
Yeah.
And the carp is the hero.
Okay. And how did it become that? Do we know?
Yes. The tradition is that before the holiday, before the Christmas, you need to fast. And eat only food that will simply keep you alive, but not give you a pleasure.
Right, so nothing fancy.
Nothing fancy, right.
Okay. Yeah, and it's very safe because carb does not have too many very, very small bones.
Okay.
You can clean it, and the children can eat it because they are not in danger.
Right. Now, we bring up children, and I have to say that had I ever grown up with this tradition, I would have had a very hard time with this because you grow very attached to your carp. Once your carp is living with you, bathing with you, in the bathtub, I had to shower this morning, and I forgot when I woke up that I have a carp living in my bathtub.
But this is just only one night.
Yeah, but how do you exactly? And I've already, like, you know, I can barely talk about it. I feel so terrible. We have the carp, by the way, with us, doing better than before, but not exactly lively.
Yeah, but we are talking about the custom, which when I was very young.
Yeah.
Because right now we have refrigerators and they selling us fish which is still alive, but they're killing in a store and cleaning for you in a store.
Okay.
It means you don't have the need to keep a dish in bathtub. But long time ago, especially in Poland, we didn't have such a custom, and you usually got the fish 2 days before, and you keep this alive to be fresh and good.
Perfect sense. So, I mean, without refrigeration, it was like the best way to keep the fish. But then I read somewhere, too, that it makes sense to sort of purge the fish a little bit because they are muddy creatures that live on the bottom. And because they're eating bugs and larvae and all these unpleasant things, that to have them in a nice freshwater bath is not a bad idea for a few days.
It's a good idea.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And also because carp is a unique fish that can resurrect over and over. And this carp that we have here resurrected at least 7 times.
Exactly, it's true. Into a bag, over my shoulder, over to Eckford Street, back into the pool, back in. It's like amazing here. And then what is the significance of the carp in Christianity?
Well, in the very beginning of Christian tradition, it was fish was the sign of Christian. For instance, if you were at seashore and you wanted to give a sign that you are a Christian, it was enough to put 2 lines across in a shape of fish, and the other person right away knew that you are a Christian.
So it was a symbol to notify other
people? It was a symbol, yes, a very strong symbol, and up to today, in Roman Catholic Church, fish is still a very powerful symbol.
Can we say that this was like a form of communication between the people who do not openly say that they are Christians or Catholics?
So
especially
if somebody knew, you had an understanding, and if they recognize that symbol,
they know who you are.
I see. Okay, interesting. And this is really a Christmas Eve, not a Christmas tradition.
Yes.
And tell me, I know there's some sort of superstitions or beliefs that come along with, for instance, the scales of the carp. I heard something about keeping a scale and the idea of that you would be prosperous in the future. If you...
Definitely. When you eat the fish and on the platter, you have nothing else but the scale of the fish. Well, it's good to keep it for entire year, knowing that everything will go smooth in your life.
Right.
And sometimes the skeleton of the fish is hanging for entire year, the next Christmas Eve.
Most of the part of the country has the different customs.
Right.
It depends which part of the country you live.
Right. Now, where are you guys from specifically in Poland?
My husband came from Częstochowa, and I came from Biała Podlaska, which is like 36 kilometers from the actual Russian-Polish border on the east.
Okay. So, I mean, I guess what I'm wondering is, obviously, getting fresh seafood out of the ocean was not the easiest thing to do. Is that right? Is that
no.
So the carp was prevalent, and I would think the available fish. Is that right?
No, but they grow up. Like we have some small farms when they grow up the fish, like in a lake.
So some of these are farmed, is what you're saying. Oh, okay.
and also a river, and it is not too difficult to catch because, as you see, it is quite a large fish.
Right.
So even when you're throwing an arrow from the bank of the river.
Oh, bow hunting. Right?
Bow and arrow. Yeah.
These people, this is crazy, but people shoot this fish with a bow and arrow, believe it or not.
Yeah.
They jump. Right, 10 feet out of the river.
Yeah, but you have to be very skilled one
very
because
skilled.
When the fish is in the water, you have delusion. It does not exactly have the same distance which you really think so.
Refraction under the water. Yeah. So you have to aim a certain direction.
You have to be very experienced to do so. Otherwise, the arrow missed the fish.
Sure, and goes into your foot or something worse. Yeah. And then what's the tradition, I guess, around the dinner table? Because last night when we were talking, you explained that there's not just the 12 dishes, but that there was this idea of keeping a place open.
Yes. Well, you have to remember that this tradition developed in Eastern Europe, in Poland. Mm-hmm. And in Poland, we have very severe winters. Mm-hmm. Usually, December is time of biggest snowstorms.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a custom when we were sitting to the tables in a Christmas Eve to have at least one extra chair for strange people who meantime get lost in outside and in a snow and when it's snowstorm usually it's very hard to see. What you can see it is a light in other house coming through the windows. Mm-hmm. So usually these people, you know, not seeing what the where is the road, they were trying to come to the light.
Did this ever happen to you guys during Christmas, that a stranger would knock on the door?
No, because we used to live in the city, but the people who live especially in the farms or somehow in the country, they definitely have some experience.
That's
like
amazing.
This.
Amazing, and you always leave this open place setting for somebody. Huh.
The people in the country was very welcoming the people, stranger, especially in the holiday times like this.
Mm-hmm. I think it's true anywhere you go, that you go out into the country, you find the most wonderful people. It's only when you come into the cities that you meet these horrendous types.
And we are too crowded in the city.
Exactly. And then I also thought it was interesting that, you know, that while you have these very customary religious Christian things to do to a fish, and then also you have the breaking of the unleavened bread, that in Judaism you have very similar customs, even though you have two different religions, you have obviously a geographic location that was similar between the two religions, so obviously the same foods are available.
Well, in Polish tradition we have that before the Christmas Eve supper start, we break so-called wafer, the white portion of a bread that is like communion, and we break this between each other, and if the stranger shows up with the stranger also, and wish the best for this coming season and also for the new year.
Guys, let me interrupt for 1 second. We're going to take a quick break. I just want to thank Roberta's Restaurant here in Bushwick for having us and sponsoring this segment, and we'll be right back with a little more carp talk.
Yeah. impossible to stay on top. Life's a never-ending climb. One day you're a winner, next a flop. I'm so over it now, I don't even mind. Cop fishing.
To Sophie, now I know who the gold linen princess of my spirit is, the wife who cooks, washes, and mends so well, an H-bomb of emotion dozing beneath the skin, a mirror holding Isaac's veiled eye of fear, a mother in a leather armchair, all serious, discipline switch at hand, a cyber-thoughtful Marvel mechanism which never fails. When thought's bird gets too close or lost, she is a spring of young, unthinking winds, a split chiaroscuro of hope, a magnet of unnamed words, and a thread of reason torn of Socrates' gown when he walked in thought through Athens' heart. That's your poem there, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
and that was to your love there.
Absolutely, yes, to my wife, Sophie.
And when did you write that one?
Well, when I was younger. And as you know, in life, things happen, and you quite often do not control your emotion. Mm. So if she was not around, so that when my emotion burst, and this was the occasion.
And then you got Tommy. Oh. That's what came out of all that emotion.
Tommy did the poetry very well.
Yeah.
And you guys have been together for how long?
43 years.
43 years. And what I think is amazing is Tommy lives with his wife right next to you guys with the business downstairs. And even though you live in Greenpoint, Williamsburg area, a lot of the Polish traditions are still intact, and you don't see a lot of families living that way.
Well, I think we are lucky that Tommy is very close to us, and at the same time, he traveled in many places in the world, and but after he settled down, he really came back to the roots. It means to the Greenpoint, to close when he was born in Brooklyn Hospital, very close, practically on the other side of the street when he was attending his elementary school. And
before he was a rock musician.
Right.
And a bar owner.
Right. And also before he get involved in a health food.
Okay.
And it seems that the idea catch, and because of this, we have a lot of young people coming to our place, Forest Natural.
Forest Naturals, which is on Eckford and...
And Norman. Right.
Yep.
And also, in spite of our age, we get addicted to healthy food.
Right. Right.
And
so you're all eating healthfully.
Yeah,
in the family.
Right.
Now, does Tommy know how to prepare a carp? Has the tradition gone that far?
Yeah, he's a very good cook.
So he
me.
Could do that if he had to.
And yeah, if he has to, he can do
who
it.
Who in the family gets the job of preparing the cart?
Usually holidays belongs to me.
It's you. And does that mean all parts of it? Killing, cooking?
No, just cooking. But
who does the unfortunate clubbing of the fish?
I think that the tradition in a Polish family is that women are cooking, but the men are doing everything else, decorating, bringing stuff from the stove,
oh, the men do the decorating.
Shops, and yeah, like Christmas tree, usually everybody doing this.
Okay.
And it's like a family tradition.
Right. Yeah, and man or husband is usually used in order to run to different stores.
Yeah. That's in all cultures.
But you know,
errand running, yeah. We're
you
specialists.
You know, long time ago, yeah. Not right now, it was a tradition that they went to the forest and cut the tree by themselves.
I still do that in Brooklyn. I just go to the neighbors and take the pine tree in the front yard. I don't know why everybody's paying for these silly Christmas trees. They grow them right next door. So now I just want to still stay on the carp topic here. Would you say, I don't know, is it sort of like a, how do I put this, a custom where now it's done not just to be, it's more difficult now to do it right. It's not necessary, though, I guess is what I'm getting at. To bathe it in the bathtub and keep it for days and care for it, is that's custom more now than...
No, right now you go to the store and you get the fish clean.
Okay.
Without the head, because...
Ah, so you can ask someone to do
no,
that for
you. Yeah, in the store you can buy it.
Not exactly. In Greenpoint, in a season of before the Christmas, you have a lot of stores, especially Polish store, when up front of the store, you have a big bats and
they're
fish.
All alive.
They are all alive. The how to say, the secret of this, that carp will have right taste and will be part of our tradition, is that it has to be alive when you bring it home.
And it's as long alive as possible. Yeah. And I usually buy the fish like day before Christmas Eve.
And then what's the recipe? I know there's a few, but what, Sophie, what do you
no,
like to
I'm
do?
No, I'm doing, in my part of the country when I was born, we usually use two recipes.
Okay.
One is a fried fish, like a second dish, like a main dish.
Yep.
And also the fish in jelly.
Okay.
Both of them you prepare in a house like day before, and fry fish just right before the dinner.
Yeah.
But the fish in the jelly you have to prepare day before.
And tell me about the fish in the jelly. It's a gelatin.
Yeah.
And
yeah. It means you cook it this. You cook it vegetables for about 40 minutes, like carrots, like poor seller. The borscht or have some kind of a taste. And then you cut the fish in pieces, and after 40 minutes cooking vegetables, you take the vegetables out from the pan and put the fish in, cook about 15-20 minutes. When it's done, you take this and arrange this on a big plate.
Yeah.
Take the liquid and put through the strainer that it's completely clear and nicely without any
broth with nothing in it.
Yeah, nothing in it, and it has to be clear. You put Jell-O into it.
Okay.
Before you have to prepare
not like
Jell-O.
Jell-O pudding. You put Jell-O.
No, gelatin.
Not Jell-O. Gelatin, I get in the grocery store.
No.
The pink variety.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's gelatin. You have to dissolve in the water, and the plate you decorated with eggs, with carrots. That it's nice and colorful. Then after maybe 10-15 minutes, when you dissolve the gelatin in it, when it's not very very liquid. But sort of way like a little salad.
Okay.
And you put it over the dish and wait until
it's settled down.
Settled down.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you put it in the refrigerator to cool it? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, cool it.
Right. And then there's another baking.
No, it's a fried fish.
That's a fried fish.
Yeah. You clean the fish.
Yeah. Are we talking scaling or are you taking?
No. It's you leave the skin, but
leave
you take
skin.
The.
Take the scales off.
Scales off.
Okay.
And, of course, inside clean it.
Right.
You cut in the pieces. You prepare like egg and salt, pepper into it, and you put the fish on this wrap in these things. Then you also use or corn flour, if somebody like it, or breadcrumbs, and fry.
Okay.
When you fry this, I do this because not everybody. The people sometimes like fry only. I will put this on the plate, metal plate, and put this into the oven for 50 minutes. But before, I put a sour cream on the top of this. Of course, prepare the sour cream before you pour it over. Put salt, a little lemon, a little pepper. And then when you take it
Polish
out,
thing, is that right?
Yeah,
I mean, sour cream and all this.
It was my mother tradition. She liked this. You know, the recipe is a taste of every family.
Sure.
Have a different taste, you know. But we like sour cream on the top of this. It's very good.
And is there, what else would go on there? Is there any... you don't put onions on, though, do you?
No. Onion you put to herrings.
On herring.
Yeah.
Just on herring. And so you get this sort of nice crispy outside to the fish, and it's moist inside, right?
Yeah, and covered with sour
And then covered with the sour cream.
It's pretty good.
Sounds pretty amazing to me.
It's very, very tasty, I can assure you.
I did some research. I even found my passion in food is chowder, and sure enough, there's a carp chowder. It sounded absolutely disgusting, but
it could be very delicious.
It was a lot of flour, a lot of cream, but of course, I guess it was just using chunks of carp.
Yeah, probably fried into it,
So, and what do we know about this fish in terms of, because I think there's two varieties, right? There's the one that we know, I don't know if it's an English or European carp, but then there's an Asian carp. And what I know of the Asian carp is that it's in these areas. It's come to the United States, and it's actually an invasive species. And it's somewhat dangerous because it's a ravenous eater. And it just grows and grows and grows. And it along with that, it has this tendency to, when it gets scared, jump out of the water. So if you're coming along in a fan boat or in a motorboat at 30, 40 miles an hour, and these fish get startled and they jump in the air, you literally are getting hit by a 10, 11-pound fish in the head, and they've been known to kill people.
Yeah, I can assure you that Poland does not have this
problem. They don't have
fish.
This problem.
No, they are very nice and pleasant.
Pleasant carp.
Yeah, they let to be caught very easily.
Well-behaved carp.
Yeah, well-behaved.
Yeah. And also I would like to mention that my favorite dish out of the carp is carp soup.
Okay.
That you cut off the head. Mm. The smartest part of carp, and you boil with broth
and vegetables. Of
and
course.
Vegetables.
I hope our guy's not listening over here. Do you think he's paying attention to this?
No.
I think he does because I'm talking about his head and his brain, right?
and so, and that's a brothy soup, is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
it's very delicious soup and unique in a taste.
And also perfect for the holiday. It's a traditional
holiday.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay. Everything in the Christmas Eve, it has to be everything but not meat.
Right.
Only on the first day you can eat meat.
Not meat, but also sort of hearty, because I guess the winters were so rough that they have to. All these things have to sort of warm the soul a little bit and the stomach, right?
Yes, this is warm.
Yeah. Great. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming all the way out here to Bushwick. I have the Hrabowski family, the experts on the Greenpoint carp. I really lucked out here. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you
for having us here.
We really appreciate it.
Great. Well, now I know what to do with my poor carp over there.